Hey, what's up everyone? I'm Frankly Frankie and this is More Bad Handwriting. So I know you've been anticipating part two of Monet's Dating While Dark Skin, and I mean, it's spring out and the wind is blowing. People are out sunbathing and dating. So why not get into a conversation about dating on More Bad Handwriting? So if you have any topics or feedback you'd like to give to this podcast, please DM us on IG at More Bad Handwriting. Simply that. Now let's get into this conversation. I hope you enjoy. Stay tuned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to More Bad Handwriting. And as promised on our last episode, I'm going to dive a little bit deeper with Monet from Something Social. And we're going to talk about dating while dark skin within other cultures and, you know, opening the door to other opportunities to date in today's 2020 society. So welcome back, Monet.
Hey.
Thanks.
Hey.
We back.
Now, we had a good conversation last episode, so I hope y'all have come ready to dive a little bit more deep into your perspective. When we left off, you guys had a lot more to share, and I just would be remiss not to continue the dialogue, because I'm sure some of the things that we ended with was powerful and hit home with a lot of our listeners. And one of the things we left off on was when you were saying about other cultures not being able to, or races not being able to advocate for us as African-American people. But one thing I wanted to share, and I just want, it was so juicy, I just wanted to leave it at the cliffhanger, I guess. Dun, dun, dun. I wanted to say that when someone loves you, they'll learn to advocate for you, in my mind, child. And that could be, that's something I feel that you guys shared it as a outside of the race thing, but I think that's something that we can also, or should also teach our African-American men and women dating each other. And I know I always say we are more loyal, but some of us still need some teaching to support our Black men and build them up.
Yeah.
But I think it's something that we have to learn as people to advocate for each other or advocate for our loved ones or spouse or family members. But in this case, the person that we're dating and falling in love with every day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump back into that. Oh, you just shared with us on that at the end of that episode that you were dating outside of your culture.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that. That's a little different. I've dated a Haitian man too. So girl, I kind of know. But go ahead.
I promised myself I wasn't going to date another Haitian man, and here I am. No, it's interesting. So Nay and I are starting a little thing with Something Social called Age, Sex, Location. And it's kind of like old school, but it's, you know, back in the day, used to go into little chat rooms and ask ASL, being fast and all that other stuff, trying to chat with strangers back in the 90s. yeah, and that was when internet was brand new and all this stuff. So we're starting a little piece that has to do with that little acronym. And I was with my Haitian friend, boy, last night. And I was like, do you know what this is? And he's younger than me. So I was like, he ain't gonna know what this is. Ha, ha, ha.
It's because he's younger, not because he's Haitian.
No, he was like, I said, do you know what ASL mean? He was like, I don't know, American Sign Language?
Ooh,
and
that's
I was
what
like,
I would have thought.
Oh, shoot. He's too young for me, man. But
ooh.
I was like,
don't
date
nobody
what?
40 either, because I ain't know what it was either.
Oh, really?
No. No, I'm like, ASL, American.
Did you
something?
Have America Online?
Yeah, like AIM and stuff.
Yeah, AIM. Yeah, I knew what AIM was.
Girl, we was in the chat rooms.
Yeah, we was in the chat rooms. All in the... Well, I
oh,
guess...
Y'all was faster. Look, y'all was faster than me.
That is funny. So I had asked him that, and I was thinking, like, he's so young, he ain't gonna remember. He was like, American Sign Language? I don't know what it means. So I was telling him about it and stuff. He's like, you forget I wasn't raised here. So he Ooh. Was like, we're not that far apart in age that like I shouldn't have even ever heard of it
right.
if I had grown up here. But he's like, I was raised in Haiti for a good portion of my life. And I was like, oh, right, right, right. So little things like that, like, he doesn't find certain things funny that I find funny. He doesn't eat the same type of foods that I eat. And for many different reasons, he's pescatarian, but also because, and also because the Black American diet is just complete trash. It's just such like Greek fried everything.
It's delicious though.
It's delicious.
But I am pescatarian also. But, I had to put chicken back in my diet. I'm not happy about it.
That's a goal of mine, to be pescatarian and or vegan at some point. But he eats a little differently. So his cuisine is very different. And, you know, he just kind of looks at my food and he's like, I just don't get it. And I look at his food and I'm like, I just don't get it. So we're just trying to like try each other's stuff. But some of the stuff he can't try because it has like pork. Box and stuff. It's stuff he'll just never understand. But even also from like the advocacy point of view, I think that he views things a little differently because American history is a little different than his country's history. And our dynamic with other races, our dynamic with white people specifically, and how we had, you know, had undergone such oppression and so on and so forth. I think he gets it, but he doesn't feel it. You know what I mean? Like I can talk to my parents and they'll tell us about when they got hosed and, you know, coloreds only and whites only and sitting in the back of the bus and doing the whole thing. They're the first graduating class that was integrated. Like, stuff like that, that doesn't sit home with him. So it hits him a little differently when certain things are taking place in society and taking place. So he'll advocate because he's a Black man, but at the same time, there's an extent to where it stops, I think, or there's an extent to where there's a block and he has to like figure that part out. And I think that's where my issue culturally comes in, because I'm like, I don't, like Nay said, I don't want to have to explain this. You know what I mean? I feel so passionately about X, Y, and Z.
And when you were talking about like anybody that loves you will advocate for you in those ways, I do agree with that, but you got to get to that point with them.
Right.
And when you first start dating somebody, they're not like to that point. So you have to, you know, you have to get to get them to that point. And it's not to say that you need advocacy every day. Hate myself all the time.
Hello.
But you know, just, I remember one time having a conversation with some of my white coworkers, and they were saying, it was two women who date Black men. And I think I think it was just fetishizing. I don't think they wanted to marry a Black man. Let's just say that. So they were just saying,
that's a whole other conversation. We talked about one.
That's a whole different level, a whole nother layer.
So I was telling them, because they were asking me the same thing, like, do I date outside of my race? And I was like, you know, I never really have. I was like, I don't know why. I just feel like, you know, as a Black woman, I want to be able to come home at night. And if I have to unload some things on my husband or talk to my husband about some things that I experienced during the day, I want him to be able to understand and be able to comfort me in a certain way. And they were looking at me like, well, what do you go through as a Black woman? And I'm like, the fact that you have to ask that question is what I don't want to explain. Exactly. So that is why it's hard for me to date a white man.
Like microaggressions all day, having to bite my tongue all day, having to kind of
not be myself. I'm not 100% myself.
I have to make myself digestible.
Because,
me in my full form is a threat to anybody who doesn't get it, basically.
Now I will say
that way in your past relationship mode. Sorry, Nay.
Did I feel that?
Like you had to silence a part of you dating outside of your race. No,
I think when I was younger, I did. My more recent, I was dating a Colombian guy, a white Colombian guy. I don't think I did that with him, and his heart for me was so pure that he was just like, teach me, like, I want to know everything about you. I want to know, you know, how are you being microaggressed? Like he wanted to know those types of things. He was there, like, willing to learn and stuff like that. But it's like they said, you know, you have to teach them. Mm-hmm. But I think I was trying to be a little more digestible before, because I was like, I had so many problems with my real self. And I also didn't right. know my real self. And I was like, I don't even know who I am to be my full self. I got to see what he like. And then I got to mold and adjust to that.
Right. Well, when you spend so much of your life adjusting, it's hard to know who you really are. Because,
yeah,
like, I think about it. Okay, so you know, I was talking to a colleague and they were telling me about their children attending HBCUs, and the reason that she wanted her children to specifically, they are going to attend an HBCU. She said because she wanted to make sure that when they went to school, that they were able to be themselves. They were going to be able to go to school and be Will Smith and not have to worry about being Carlton.
Oh, wow.
And I use that for every like analogy. I'm like, well, that's everything. That's at work. Mm-hmm. That's when you're dating, if you're dating somebody that's not, you know, that doesn't get you. It goes with everything. Like when you're around your people, whoever your people are, mm-hmm. you are probably the most comfortable.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like in some ways, in a lot of ways, I'm Carlton.
Right. Because we
had a Carlton upbringing, but it wasn't necessarily
I didn't have a right. Carlton upbringing, but sometimes, especially in dating, I went to predominantly African-American urban schools growing up in both, you know, DMV, PG County, Broward County, Leon County. But I feel the same way. Like I have to mask myself in front of the person that I'm or is pursuing me, because honestly, we're pursuing each other. But in the beginning, I've learned to quiet myself
mm-hmm.
when dating. So I feel mm-hmm. like, okay, Will dancing around with colorfulness on, mm-hmm. with her backwards and hopping around, but I got to be Carlton right now. So he'll see the intellectual side of me. Then I open him up to my crazy, because I done led with my crazy. He's really crazy, and I'm really not crazy, but I could be. But no, I coming from someone who, you know, went to urban school, mm-hmm, I still feel the same need to be. And I was saying this to someone that I was seeing, that I don't want to be, you know, a pretender anymore when it comes to, you know, dating. I want to be able to be myself. And the response was like, in a nutshell, do that then.
Yeah. It's easier said than done, but the person that you're with has to allow you to be yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you are, it has to be like a safe space for you. And if it's not, then you probably need to get out of there, because obviously, but I literally told somebody that I was dating. Like, I was like, I don't feel like I'm 100% me when I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Like, and it kills me, because like, I don't want to have to shrink myself.
Yeah.
To one, either make you feel better or make you feel like you got something going on, or I just want to be myself. And like, I talk about that all the time. Like, I have to be completely comfortable with people to experience that like freedom. And it's hard to find that nowadays.
Right. And not to connect it to trauma, but it is trauma. It's dating trauma.
Yeah.
Like you can't be yourself because you tried it, and you can't necessarily trust somebody with you just yet.
Right.
That's hard. That's the hard part about dating, is you want to feel protected, but you can't get to a level of comfort of being able to be protected.
Yeah.
You can't trust them to protect you, so to speak.
Right, right. That's interesting.
Bees like that.
Yeah. What'd you say, bees like that?
Bees like that. It does. I mean, yeah, I think it, and I think also it comes with some level of like insecurities, like, you mm-hmm. know, from the trauma of dating. I'd be joking around, but really PTSD is for real. Like from dating, like I have PTSD from being ghosted.
Yeah, for sure.
From heartbreak. Like it's real.
I think part of it is I don't like how you said you lean with your crazy. I don't think I don't fully open up until I feel safe. So I don't lead with a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
I ease into it, so I'm kind of like, I mean, to some degree they know I'm just off the chains anyway in some way, shape or form, but I don't fully, I'm not fully myself until I've found a safe space. And it's like Nay said, if I haven't hit that at a certain point and we're trying to move forward, I'm like, wait, we need to either figure out how I can feel safe to be more open with you, or this ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
I can't keep this facade up. Like, this is not my, I'm holding back and I don't want to hold back.
Right.
Yep. And what I think what also happens is that it's based on their response to you.
Yeah,
so like you give them a little bit, and then if their response is accepting and, you know, whatever of whatever it is that you told them, if it's not something that, you know, where you got to put your guard up again, then it's like you start to let a little bit more out. And it's not necessarily like your personality or anything. It's just like who you are as a person, like just being comfortable, being able to laugh at everything you think is funny, being able to joke around with them. Like, that is ultimate goal.
That's preferable.
Goals.
It's funny you say that, because I remember me and my ex, who I was with for 4.5 years, our first date, I remember something happening. Like, I'm facing the crowd in the restaurant, he's facing the window, so he's looking at me and I'm looking at everything. I'm a people watcher. And something happened and I was just like But on the inside of me, I was laughing so hard. And I was like, man, I don't want this man to think something wrong with me. So I couldn't control it. So I just like kind of took the napkin up and wiped my face like something has spilled on me, because I was just like, ugh. But I mean, 4.5 years later, you know, he know everything just about my crazy or my goofy or my quirkiness now. And looking back, he probably would have laughed at the same thing that I was trying not to laugh at on our first date, because it would get into that pick me.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think that's part of the issue with dating now, is just that nobody is really being themselves. Not even just the women, like the men aren't either. Like, they're, you know, they want to look perfect. Everybody wants to look perfect and nobody's being themselves. So it's like, you get to a point where you start being yourself and it's like, well, I don't like you. Who are you?
And there's so many options out there that they could just be like, all right, well, I don't like that. I don't like that way that you just did that. So bye.
It really makes me sad to think about like how hard it is to date and how difficult it is for people to.
Yeah, they made online dating apps and be just to make it easier and to streamline it, and now it's made it significantly difficult.
Yeah,
too many options in one platform.
Yep.
What were you saying, Nate?
No, nothing. I was same thing. Same thing.
You had an almost 40 moment. You forgot. You were saying something.
I was.
Yeah, I thought you were. Yeah. No, I don't know. I thought you were saying something. Maybe I'm having a 40 moment walking around and forgot what you said. And
hey, it don't take much for me. My mind is cha.
Yeah,
it's you're looking for your phone in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. I'm there.
Okay, could be worse. Yeah, it's a struggle now. It's really, really a struggle. Trying to date and trying to maintain who you are, stay true to who you are, and at the same time, you know, like, because I'm not gonna lie and say I don't care what anybody thinks in any capacity. Of course I do. Right. I want to get married one day. I care about what my future husband thinks about me.
Right.
I care about what my family thinks about me.
Yeah. But,
you know, it just makes it so much harder when you can't fully express yourself. Not even because they haven't offered a safe space, but also because they're just so different that it's like, you just can't relate. You get discouraged sometimes. Or I do. Especially when I'm dating outside my race. I'm like, I just feel a little discouraged because I feel like this is a topic. Like, I dated a white guy who I later found, I dated him many, many moons ago. And then we stayed friends for a while. And then I found out he was a freaking Trump supporter in our adulthood. And I was like, I can't even be friends with you anymore, actually.
Yeah.
So now it's like that whole thing, like there are certain topics, even in our friendship, that I didn't feel comfortable talking about with him. And I'm like, how would I ever? And he was the entire time, the last 20 years, 15 years, he's been trying to get back with me still.
You can see Trump.
Yeah, and I'm like, how you, that don't even, the math ain't mathing. How you
math ain't mathing. The reading ain't read.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm like, there's certain things that are off limits that I can't talk to you about because now I don't feel safe, and now I don't also feel like you
can advocate for me.
Yeah, I don't feel like you can advocate for me. I don't feel like, I don't know if you have my best intentions at heart. I don't, like, it's just, there's so many layers that it's just easier when you are with somebody who gets you. Not just gets American culture, but like, if I was Haitian, I'm pretty sure, like, my Haitian guy would, I'm pretty sure, prefer to date a Haitian woman if it was up to him. He's like, you don't really cook.
It's too much explaining.
You don't really cook. That's a big thing for him. And I was like, I don't cook also your food. You don't eat what I eat. So if I cook my food, it's irrelevant, you know? It's like, it's just easier when you get each other.
That's what it is. It's the easy way out.
But those are simple things to fix. Like, like I said, 4 years with a Haitian man, I learned how to make some dishes, but we didn't eat, like, meat. So it wasn't like I was making legume. Well, I made legume, but the pescatarian version, like the vegetarian version. But we weren't making grill or nothing like that in the house because we didn't eat pork or any red meats or meat in general. It was seafood. But you learn when you're trying to love.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. You know, I got a question. Is this I don't want to get nobody in trouble though.
This
for you. This is a question for Mo.
Is this the gift man? Oh, it is. Okay. I directed him to the party. I led him to the right place. Yeah. All right.
It is the gift man.
Hey, gift man.
Yeah, it's the gift.
He yummy, Mo.
Oh, yeah, girl. I know, Jim.
He yummy. Hey, yummy. You better learn how to make you something.
I got to whip my spoon out for that one because he's yummy for sure.
Listen, I got some dishes right here for you.
Help me save my relationship, sis.
One of us got to make it out now.
Yeah, this is Gift Man. He is
okay. Gift Man came with a big old box. Okay. So I need to make the recipe instructions. Okay, I see.
Hilarious.
I forgot all about that. She shows that, and he shows that. I forgot about that too.
Yeah, because he was lost, and I helped him be found.
Girl, he came walking up with the gift. I was like, you just gonna do this in front of everybody, huh? I'm calling.
Yeah, he did that.
Yes,
he's a memorable individual.
That was really funny. Oh my god. Oh, that's why she said, I don't want to get nobody in trouble. Yeah. Oh no,
I don't want to get nobody in trouble.
Yeah, that was a different guy.
I am protecting an African descendant. Again, I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but
yeah, that was him.
Was that him? So this was him, and this so we're on the right path to righteousness. All right, he just needs to learn how to cook. So it's me. What did she say? I'm medium. Which brown was I?
Middle.
No, you middle.
You're.
Oh, you talking about him?
No, me.
Him.
Me.
Oh, what you say, I think Mo? You're on the darker side of brown. I think Nay is on the lighter side of brown. I think Haitian Sensation is mid brown.
Like me?
No, you're high brown for me.
High brown. It keeps changing. That's what's making it funny. So it's us, the middle people, that got to work on our dating ability. She just got to learn how to cook. That's what I take from that whole conversation.
Yeah, basically. I mean, and that's nothing. That's nothing for me because I see really what it is. I'm steering away from, and this is kind of off topic right now, but I'm steering more away from the typical African American diet, mostly because I actually don't want to eat as much like deep fried stuff, and I don't want to eat as much fatty and high, because I had high cholesterol since I was 17. So that's one of the reasons. Yeah, I've battled with that my whole life, just about, and I'm 100% sure it was my lifestyle. Because also my parents, you know, they have a slew of health issues and things like that from lifestyle. So I'm like, I really don't want to eat like that, which means I don't want to learn to cook it. So I've never really had a, you know, yearning to learn how to cook that type of food. And when I met him, he eats, you know, pescatarian Haitian food. So I'm like, one way or the other, if I was cooking my thing, you know, he wouldn't have eaten it. I would have had to learn just one way or the other. I just would have had to learn how to make food that he can eat. And I'll probably end up adjusting to his lifestyle sooner than later. But
I have that to figure projection, out that optimistic outlook. Yes. probably.
If he's still likely. Around, you know, hopefully he's still around. He's a great guy. So, and he's like a cinnamon color, just for context. So
it was kind of dark outside. So yeah. He's dark than me, honey.
Yeah, he's darker than Nay. So Nay is the totem pole.
Oh, Nay. Oh, Nay.
He's darker than Nay. That's all I know.
Y'all ain't gonna keep doing me.
So any adventures out into, because most secure? No, she's not. But not just yet. We gonna pray on that. But as long as he's good to you, I'm gonna pray for it. If you want me to pray for it, I pray for it. And I'll teach you some tricks. Huh?
I said, go ahead on, sis. I need a prayer. I need some. Okay.
This is a prayer. I sent him in the right direction once. I mean, I can do it again. but Nay, are you open to dating, or are you super focused on career right now?
Okay. I know, right?
I
am open to dating. Yes, I am. I don't, for some reason, I don't know what it is about me, and I feel like maybe I'm immature or something, because these young men love me.
It's because you look young. These 80s and 70s babies is out here looking 20. I love, because I get the same thing. I'm like, sir, young man. Yeah. What you did your mother push? Mine pushed.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is about the 90s babies, but yeah, I'm definitely open to dating. I know. I'm open to dating. If one more person send me that ready to love.
Oh, but you know what the stipulation is, that you have to work, be able to work from home for a year. Yeah, I read the fine print, but I think you would be amazing on that. Oh my god.
Oh, now we really
and see
got
it. I've never seen it, so I was like, what is this show? But they were like, oh, they picked great guys. One girl, I have literally do not talk to this girl like at all, like we're Facebook friends, you know. I think she's a Delta. I don't even remember how we met, but we have not talked in years. She sent me a message with the casting call, and she was like,
girl, I didn't send it to you too, because I was sending it, honey.
Somebody maybe, because I got it, that was the second time I got it, and she sent it to me on Facebook and was like, hey, we haven't talked in a while, I'm not even sure if you're single or not, but if you're interested. I'm like, why would she send, how many people did you send this to?
They talk about, am I complaining about being single or something? Do I sound sad?
I know. I was like,
no, I mean, if you look at the show, not to stereotype, but it is a slight little stereotype. It's a lot of the people are kind of like fittish. They're into, you know, they're beautiful people.
See, that's what I've always been terrified of. Not beautiful people.
Yeah.
They trying to hook me up with. And then
no, it's yeah.
I looked at the casting for like a different season, and I was like, oh, they got an entrepreneur on here. It just said entrepreneur. Now, I don't know what he do. Maybe he got a good, you know, good deal going, but I was like, oh.
Mm-mm, you got to open that mind, girl. He could be on these Bitcoins. No, I'm
playing. Oh, Lord.
No, Bitcoin.
No, but for real, he might be a successful entrepreneur.
Which is nothing.
He might be in the stocks. He might be a millionaire, billionaire. Who knows? But no, I think that nephew Tommy they select a good variety.
That's what I heard. But you know, I really can't work from home for a year, because who's gonna take care of me? And I'm gonna go ahead and watch it. If they come back,
when it's paid. I'm gonna go ahead and say that
it's paid.
So it's paid. It's a paid opportunity.
You know what people do? They go on these shows and they don't end up with a person from the show, but then because they're famous now, they get their person.
Well, might sounds be. Like a plan. When is the casting call?
Talking Let's about see. Overexposure.
You need to pull that.
Okay. Hmm? I cut you off. I'm sorry.
I was just saying she needs to look at that email again. I'll send it to you.
let me resend. I got, I don't know if it was real or not, but I had a member of the production for, was it Married at First Sight? I think it was Married at First Sight. Contact me. Hey, are you single? Are you in the greater Atlanta area? And this, that, and the other. I was like, what? I was like, what? How you found me?
She's like, something social.
Yeah, I guess. I was like, what in the world? I say, wow, am I hashtagging single life, single forever? Or what? I don't know how she found me, but I was like, wow, that's interesting. Everybody's like, you should do it. I'm like, oh, I don't trust that they're gonna hook me with the right person.
I know.
That's scary.
You're worried about thing. Looks though. They're gonna match you with the person that they think would.
I'm worried about looks because that's the first thing that you see. You so have what? To learn their personality.
Okay,
you know
but
what I mean?
Married at First Sight, I have no choice.
Exactly, and that's terrifying.
Why?
Because now I'm forced to lay in a bed with somebody I'm not even attracted
okay,
to.
Okay, let's think about it this way. When you're attracted to men, you're forcing yourself to accept foolishness a lot of the time.
A lot wow. of the times, yeah.
That's right? True. It's like the complete opposite. You're accepting foolishness with attractive men. Or you got a great man, but you're like,
well, I don't know if he's great yet. I don't even know if he's great.
Well, you
but that's
know,
the thing. You getting to know if he's great.
You're not going to worry about how he looks. He's going to treat
y'all
you like
match on paper.
Mm-hmm.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of people I match with paper and got zero chemistry with, no attachment, I mean, attraction. I match a lot of my guy friends on paper, but I don't know. I'd be scared. I was like, I can't do that. Maybe if it's like dating at first sight, like blind dates or something, but I'm not about to like be legally bound to somebody just even if he's attractive. Like I don't want to be legally bound.
Well, you don't have to stay married.
And right. That's the
you
thing
could
that
be like
me.
Gil, who now has women throwing themselves at him because he is now famous and everybody knows who
myself
he is.
Included. I was all in that DM. I was like, hello. See me.
not in the DM. Shoot your shot, girl.
I told him he deserves better.
Yeah, I did too. I wasn't saying anything crazy, but
we all into the reality show.
I know. It's like, let me send him words of encouragement. That man is good.
Yeah, I know. He do not need our words.
He need to encourage us at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think that that's something you should explore since you are not opening your door just yet. It's a lot of chocolatey chocolate.
I'm not what y'all talking about.
Well, while you're watching, fill out your application.
let's get through.
Y'all heard it here first on More Bad Handwriting.
See what these people are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything else you want to add to this conversation as we close? We talked about the advocacy and that it's a need in both our race and outside of our race mm-hmm. that Black women want to feel protected no matter what. And I think all women do, but right. we yearn for it a little more because we feel unprotected from youth until yeah. present. And we can't speak on the perspective of anybody than ourselves and our own experiences. But is there anything else you guys want to add to the conversation of dating while dark skin?
I don't think I have anything. I'm dating while dark skin filters out a lot of people. It filters in some too, but it filters out a lot of riffraff that I once used to subject myself to.
Mm-hmm.
And, now that I found who I am, you know, it is what it is. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way I live. It's my motto now.
I don't really have anything either. I just, you know, I just think Black is beautiful. Black is king.
It is. At the risk of sounding like Carrie Hilson.
I know.
I hope I have a Black husband.
No, I definitely do. I definitely want to have that Black family unit. But, you know, I don't really have anything else to add. I think, you know, people that are not dating specifically excluding Black women need to stop. Or yeah. Black men, because I'm sure there's Black women that are probably over it with some of their Black men. But
But I'm just hearing from a different perspective. What if people say that you're being non-inclusive?
Right. That's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. I'm like, how is it one way and not the other, you know?
Because we are the underdogs. That is why.
That don't justify it.
That does. I'm just saying, but I don't, well, that's true, because I do exclude others.
You exclude. But, I mean, you could also argue that you have a type. I mean, what's the fine line between having a type and being exclusive?
Again, I don't see nothing wrong with people loving who they love and having preferences.
Right.
But it's the putting down that gets to me. Like, don't put down your own source of being just because you exhibiting.
Well, that's what I don't put down other races.
She doesn't. I just don't hate them.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying for listeners who probably would have heard that statement you made in one breath and not have listened to the first episode in this, and they go, oh, she's saying don't date out. I can't, Black men can't. And then she, all I do is date Black men, you know? Yeah. But you have to listen to the whole.
It's a little bit contradicting, but you know, hey, it's me.
It is. Take it or leave it. Give it to you.
Listen, choke. I don't care.
The sad part is Nate and I are probably the first person that's gonna care, like, because of what we do for a living.
I know,
God, he's joking.
Lord, I see both sides. I do feel
I can understand somebody sees it the other way, but I just feel like because we are
the oppressed
people, that it's looked at differently.
I can see
Like, I wouldn't be okay with a white woman dating with a Black woman dating a white man to elevate herself. I mean, I'm not okay with that. But
love genuinely is what you're saying.
Love genuinely. That's what it boils down to. And you can typically tell when somebody's not loving genuinely.
Right.
It's like,
if a man is 99 and she's 40.
Ooh.
Right. Or 25.
Have you seen him at Blue Martini?
Ooh. Lord.
Hey, what you said? Blue Martini? No.
That's what you find.
Like, old white men like them Black women over
there. Hey.
They show
up. I got a doctorate.
play with it.
So, again, thank you, ladies, for this beautiful conversation. Part two was amazing as well. Again, before we go, just in case they haven't checked out the first episode, and if you haven't checked out the first episode or any of our previous season one episodes, why can't I say episodes? Oh my goodness. go and check those episodes out, and share with them how they can listen to you, find you, and support you.
You can find us at Something Social JC on Instagram. And in the bio, there is a link with a link tree that connects you to all of our other pages, our YouTube page, the blog page, my t-shirt page, all the pages.
the podcast, all the pages.
Okay. Any last thoughts, closing remarks?
No, thanks for having us.
Yeah, this was great. I love nothing more than having great conversation with, you know, people who actually are like open-minded and not like, you know, don't have like a hidden agenda.
Right.
I love it.
Well, I thank you guys, girls, women, again. And y'all go and check out Something Social. They do have a podcast that is on every platform that podcasts can be heard, as well as YouTube. They also use the Anchor app. So if you're an Anchor user, you can check us out, More Bad Handwriting and Something Social on anchorfm.com. Oh my God.
Y'all know where to go. They know where to go.
Right. Y'all know how to find us. You found us this time. Find us again. Well, thank you, ladies, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, well, what an interesting close to that conversation. Now, I hope you didn't get caught up in all of the tongue twisters that I had and heard the purpose of the conversation, and that you're opening your mind to dating wide open. If you did not check out part one, please tune in to part one. And if you haven't heard any of our previous conversations, either on Something Social or More Bad Handwriting, go check out our pages on every platform that plays podcasts. See you next episode. Bye.